I was brought up as a Muslim, and we were told that Islam is the final and the most authoritative religion out there. And we were really, really proud of being a Muslim. So from a young age, I remember we were told to, and we were taught to read the Quran. We were told that we were supposed to rehearse it, and we were supposed to memorize the verses. So from a young age, we were all exposed to a community and a society that was predominantly Islamic. And we learned about the laws, the Sharia, the rules, the do's and the don'ts. And it became second nature for us to just basically follow it. So whenever we were dealing with people who are non-Muslim, we were always told, and the society was always had this notion that we have to look down upon them because they are not exactly perfect, because they do not have what we have. And of course, as a good Muslim, we're supposed to basically tell them that they should convert from their belief into Islam and come into the brotherhood of Islam. But again, that was what we were brought up with, that it is the final authority. Allah was a very vengeful God, that we all had to fear Allah. And if we did not obey Allah and Allah's many rules, then we were surely to be struck down, either by men or by God Himself. And we always had the fear of afterlife, that if we did not obey Allah and Allah's rules and the Prophet's rules, then for sure we'll end up in hell. I remember my early teen years, I was introduced to different cultures because of traveling, and we came across different religions, predominantly Christians, and also Jews. And I started being curious because I was always told that they're forbidden. It's like the forbidden apple, the forbidden fruit of the tree that you're not supposed to touch. And that's a major sin. But I was very, very much encouraged in a way, like deep inside there was a voice. There was a notion that told me that there is something that is special about these people that is contradictory to the belief that I had and I was told to have. These people were curiously loving, and it was really amazing because a true Christian, somebody who truly believed in their faith, they were practically blameless, and their God was blameless, and their belief was blameless. That was interesting to me. There was something about this Jesus that made me very curious. He talked about love, and he said, if somebody does you wrong, love them. Now that is totally in contradiction to what I was told and to the religion that I was brought up with and I believed in with every fiber of my being. Because what I was told is, if somebody is not of your nature, of your mind, of your belief, then they're infidels. But here comes Christ and says, you know what, you have to love your enemies. And that is a message that was just such a warm message to my heart that I wanted to embrace it, but I had the fear because it was very difficult to go against what you have believed in for many years and the roots and the culture that is so deeply woven in your belief. So it was extremely difficult for me to leave what I had and grasp this new ideology. One night my mother had a dream, and the dream was about Christ. Now, mind you, let me take you back, that the marriage that my parents had was not a good marriage. The love and passion was not there anymore. So there was a constant struggle between my mom and dad, and that was something that I remember we used to run away from. So years after, my mom had a dream, and the dream was about Christ calling her to come to her. Now, my mom had never ever gone to a church. It was just amazing. So without getting involved in her dream, my mom gave her heart to Christ. And in a matter of a few weeks, we started seeing a fundamental change in my mom, in her actions, in the way she would retaliate towards my father. Before then, she would retaliate with harshness, with unforgiveness. But then after she started giving her heart to Christ, we started seeing a lot of sacrifice, a lot of love. It's as if she had in depth of her soul this spring that kept on giving her, nourishing her in love and sacrifice. My father came to me and said, what is wrong with your mom? Is she okay? Maybe she has some kind of a psychological problem. And we were all shocked, but we realized that the nature of my mom had been transformed from somebody who was unforgiving and bitter to somebody who's loving and there was nothing but sacrificial love. And she had this thirst to read this this book called the Bible. So after a while, about 6 months of struggling with this whole thing and denying it for myself, I basically bowed down and I said, God, I don't know you. I don't know Jesus and his teachings. I don't know this Yahovah, but this is not the same at all. There's nothing that these two beliefs share with each other. And I'm confused and I don't know what to choose. But God, I cannot deny the changes that I see in front of my own eyes, in my own house, with my mom and my dad. Although I'm very afraid to grasp you, Jesus, but I want the same thing that my mom has. And if it's Jesus, then I want it. And from that moment on, my life started changing. It was that simple. There was a lot of fear. Fear of not being accepted, fear of going against the norm, the standard. But when you actually see your own household changes things, you just cannot deny it with your own mom, with your own parents. It's not somebody else from outside coming and trying to brainwash you. It's not somebody trying to evangelize you and force you to accept their religion and their belief. It's a genuine thing. It's for real in your own household. And there's no way to deny it. That's something that I wanted. And that's something that changed my family and my life. But what do I mean when I say it changed my life? Although I was a Muslim and I knew better what the laws are, but just like many, many, many other Muslims, I did not follow it. I only applied it to me when it served my purpose. What do I mean? I don't mean with any disrespect to any other Muslim, but at least for me, I know that I used to do my clubbing as a young man. I used to be involved in a relationship, have a girlfriend. I used to drink alcohol. And these are all things that that although Islam says is a no-no, but majority of the Muslims don't even follow that. I know many, many Muslims from many, many different cultures that had girlfriends and drank together and went clubbing. But at the same time, when it was time to fast, they would also fast. So it seemed to be a convenient thing for us to just go into whenever we wanted to. So I was not involved in anything bad, really. Thank God I was never involved in any drugs or anything like that. But I knew that certain fundamental things in my life started changing, such as the view that I had about women, that they were not just an object anymore, that I had to wait and I had to save myself for the one that God had for me. So I immediately changed my lifestyle. I stopped going clubbing. I stopped hanging out with my friends. I decided to basically cleanse my life and not to contradict myself. I just did not want to live a certain lifestyle and then whenever it was convenient for me, tap into my religious cloak and say, no, I'm a religious man. I needed to be genuine. And I remember reading the Bible and Jesus talked about the Pharisees and said, these guys are religious people who are so pretentious. They pretend to be something else, but they're something else in nature. And I realized that religion altogether makes us be pretentious people. It serves our purpose. But what Jesus was talking about was not being pretentious, was being genuine. So it changed my lifestyle. My values changed. I stopped those relationships. I stopped even lying, because we know that sometimes even small white lies, we call them, could help. Even small little things I decided to put aside. And those are the things that slowly but surely started giving me a new identity, a new meaning, a new goal. It fulfilled me. When we talk about understanding different religions other than Islam, it becomes a very difficult choice for many Muslims. So a message that I have for my beloved Muslim friends and family and those who are watching this program is this, that when we hear about different religions, especially Christianity, all of a sudden the walls of doubt go up. We need to differentiate and see, are we afraid of the notion of Christianity because we were told to be afraid? Or are we afraid because we truly don't understand it. I just would like to encourage them to pick up the Bible and read it. Be objective. By reading it, see if it's something that you truly understand. And if it's not something that you don't believe in, then that is fine. At least you have made an educated decision. But for us to make a decision based on what we were told, or based on fear, or based on the standards that was forced upon us, it allows us to not be free people. And it allows us to be in bondage of our own thoughts and ideology. And when we are in bondage and prisoners to our own thoughts, then at that time we become prisoners to other cultures and other people, and we never see ourselves as free people. When I found Christ, I realized that all those doubts, all those fears, all those angers, that was a heart issue. Jesus looks at our heart and he says, I want your heart. And in a heart that is dedicated to God, there cannot be any fear, there cannot be any anger, there cannot be any hatred. Because if Christ accepted me just the way I was, somebody who was a wretched man, somebody who did not like others and stuck to his own belief, if he accepted me with such an open arm, then how much more do I need to accept others? It is not a matter of politics. It's not a matter of religious differences. It's a matter of heart.